trading clothes, putting on makeup, getting ready to go. Gonna make it to the tailgate by 11 o'clock, and then it's Tito's and Red Bull until the game kicks off. Got the music blaring, I can't stop staring as they come walking by.
Welcome back to the zone. Today is the day that I try to win $10,000. Sportclips.com. Sportclips.com is the website. Go there to check out the location. It's nearest and dearest to you. There's the scratch and win sweepstakes going on right now at Sportclips. $10,000 MVP moment maker. How's it work? You go there, scratch to win 10 grand. You take that money and do whatever you want with it. Make your MVP moment. Could be going to the Hogs game. Could be going to the NCAA Final Four. I'm sure that money will cover it. It's only down there in Dallas. Stop by Sport Clips today for an MVP. You get a massaging tea tree shampoo, tingles the scalp, a neck and shoulder massage, steam towel treatment, and a precision haircut. The greatest thing is you don't need an appointment. You just go. They'll get you in, they'll get you out, get you taken care of. Website, sportclips.com. Locations all throughout this fine state. Tell them I sent you. There's a couple of great ones over there.
You know this guy who's singing this song?
Yeah.
Guess where he's going to be next Saturday?
He's going to be in this studio Monday through Wednesday next week.
Is he really?
I'm out kicking it with my family for spring break. So he will be here. And frankly, Matty Stell knows as much or more about basketball than I've ever thought of. And so he... You know, he's a Drury grad. He played ball at Drury.
Yeah, Drury, yeah.
Arkansas State has a Drury grad on his Coach Boyer has a Drury grad on his staff.
Really?
I realized the other day. So,
you know what I'm going to do in honor of Matt Stell?
Go see him at the Rev Room next Saturday.
I mean, he's going to be at the Rev Room next Saturday, Matty T. Good
That's
point.
What I was trying to get.
We're
going to
come
Sorry
up
about
with
that.
Some
I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Drury Panther basketball trivia.
Oh, I like that. That could be fun. Have you been on with him? Was he on? He certainly...
He's been up.
Yeah, I thought so. A couple
throughout
times.
The years,
you're
many,
gonna
many
like
times.
Him. You may like him more as a co-host than you like me, which is unfortunate for me. But anyway.
Nobody
Because I
got
to be honest. We were thrilled to get you back, but he's pretty awesome.
I'm going to take your place, big guy.
He was definitely one of the more popular co-hosts we had.
Well, he's twice as tall as me. That's no good. Okay, so some Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback. Yes, please. If you want in today, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. You can also... hit us up on the Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback through our Listen Live button, and you can email us. It's called the old-fashioned way, as we like to call it. The Zone at 1037thebuzz.com. Josh and Whitehall, Troy beat Georgia State. Okay? Oh, Troy beat him in the regular season. Okay, thank you. That's it. That's only one. We got one Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback. Come on, folks.
Well, you can do better than that.
Yeah, really. I'm really disappointed in that. Disappointed in a lot of things today.
It's St. Paddy's Day, for crying out loud.
That's right. How many games should Arkansas play for you to say that was worth going? Because one ain't the answer. How many games the NIT, which, by the way, is at 8 o'clock. And you know what? We need to get some sort of gathering together to watch the game somewhere.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Either my house or out at a local establishment that wants to have us out as some sort of, you know, formalized gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It is on ESPN, after all. This is one of those where you don't have to search for it.
It's on ESPN, prime time.
Do you think there's any Razorback fans that will be actually encouraged enough about them playing postseason basketball to go out and hang out?
I hope so. I'd love to go to the
game. I always get excited about the NIT every year.
Are you going to go? He fills out a WNIT bracket, WNBA bracket, all of them. Are you going to go up to the
Going to try to make it happen.
Okay.
Going to try to make it happen.
Well, then if you're not going to be around, I don't want to do anything.
The second round matchup for the Hogs looks like... they're going to have to take them a nice little trip this weekend to San Diego, which I'm sure they're not upset about that.
No,
not
I wouldn't
in the
think
least
so.
Bit.
What kind of per diem you think they're getting these days? I know from your perspective, you're always thinking from a player's perspective, and I know that's part of the equation.
And to basketball players.
And if you get probably 25 to 30 bucks on a daily basis.
Hotties in La Jolla. Patty wants to go
out.
Oh,
maybe 35. What was it? 35. Maybe it's 35 a day.
I don't know. I want to give a couple of game balls. I want to give a game ball to Arkansas State and UALR's men's basketball teams. It was a fantastic, fantastic bit of theater in
New
Orleans.
That was amazing.
It was.
Talk me through that, because I had no idea. People sending tweets, texts.
It was one of the most enjoyable games I've ever watched, and I really, obviously, we love Shields and Klein. We certainly pull for the Trojans. I'm a Trojan fan. I was tried to act somewhat neutral that night. At the same time, I do love Coach Brady, and I think he's got a very nice team, and he's excited about next year's team too, and I'm sure that Coach Shields is as well. But I think for what they had and the injury issues, and considering the fact that Will Neighbors not only their leading scorer, he's their leading rebounder, leading steals guy, leading box guy, leading everything. He's everything to them. And what they did down the stretch without him available, I think, is incredible and a real testament to the performance they did as a coaching staff. Anyway, it was a great game. There were shots made. There were free throws missed. I mean, there were a lot of things that went into getting to the overtime, and then there was a shot by Eisler to force an overtime. And the thing is, UALR was down by three, and they had one possession. And I thought for sure, there was like 6 seconds left, Pat. I thought for sure as soon as they crossed midcourt, there would be a foul given.
Yeah.
Because it would have been a two-shot.
Two-shot.
I think it would have been a two-shot situation at that point. Must have been, because we were in triple overtime at that point or whatever, double overtime. And they didn't give the foul. And he shoots the three, and we go to another overtime. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that they did not give the foul.
Yeah, that whole theory is still up for grabs.
I agree, but when there's only 6 seconds left, and that's when they inbounded it, I think, they would have had about 3 seconds left afterwards if he makes both free throws, or if he misses. I mean, the only thing he got basically was to try to get an offensive rebound and a putback to force overtime.
Right.
There was so little time left, I would have probably given the foul. I agree with you. Generally speaking, I say play D and let the chips fall where they may. But in that situation, I probably would have fouled. They didn't. It ends up in a four overtime. They had their chances in the fourth overtime as well. But it was just a great basketball game. I couldn't possibly do it justice. It was pretty amazing.
Were you exhausted after the game?
Yes, I was. And again, it's an emotional thing too, because you so want to see Shields and his bunch achieve.
Right.
And the other thing was, you knew whoever won this game was going to have an unbelievable challenge the next day. I really felt like if ASU got a look at Georgia State, having played them close twice, lost by one at their place, lost in overtime at home, I thought for sure that they would have a chance to beat them. And they said they weren't tired. And defensively, they did a pretty good job in that game. But offensively, they just didn't have it. And you know how it is when you're not quite right, just the shots don't seem to go. Here is Steve Shields, who was clearly disappointed, understandably so, after coming out of what was a disappointed, sick locker room, I'm sure. That's one of those games where you just wish nobody could lose. It's a cliche, but it's truly the deal at that game.
Really proud of our basketball team, the resiliency, the toughness, the energy they displayed tonight. I think we've shown a lot of togetherness through the latter part of this stretch. As you can imagine, that locker room's a down locker room after fighting as hard as they fought in there, but I'm really proud of this team.
Here's Brady about the game, which I didn't think was the most compelling part of his post-game comments. I'll play those in a moment.
I've been coaching a long time, and I don't know if I've ever coached in a four overtime game. I think I've had a three, especially against our rival 2 hours away. I mean, what a classic college basketball game.
Here was the part I would agree with 100%, and I was glad to hear John Brady say this. This is a guy who's coached in a Final Four at LSU. I was glad to hear him say this, because it lets me know that he certainly gets it. He's been there 6 years now, which is amazing.
That's hard to imagine.
Isn't that right, though? I mean, it's gone so quickly, because a buddy of mine said, what's he been there, a year or two? I'm like, he's been there 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure even for him it's amazing, because his first season was the first year in Hot Springs. So that was 5 years there and 1 year now in New Orleans with the tournament this year.
Steve Shields and I, I like Steve Shields. He's a good guy in this league. He's fun to coach against. His team's well prepared. They play hard. They're tough. We've got the best rivalry in the state of Arkansas, UALR and Arkansas State, bar none. There's nothing that touches it. And I'm proud to be a part of that. I like coaching against Steve's team. And you've got to compliment his team for the way it played tonight also.
And I think that's the deal. I'm glad he appreciates the rivalry. I'm glad he feels honored to be part of it, because it's certainly a lot of fun to watch. Anytime those two teams, and whether it's men's basketball or women's basketball, it is a great rivalry. It's fun to watch.
That was one of those games you throw out the records in state.
There is no question. That
they
is
know each
true.
Other so well. That's the thing that's just so new. It almost feels like that they're part of the same family.
Yeah.
And it's just like, okay, one lives – maybe two kids that grew up, one lives across the street. It's just always, so they know so much about each other. They're so familiar. They've always had so many great games. The fan bases certainly know each other, know how to get on each other's nerves.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is the women's game, too. Up 14, about 8 minutes to go or whatever. ASU's women leading. They are clearly the best team in this conference, in my opinion. They were better than Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky just got on this little roll. ASU went stagnant offensively, could not get anything going. Sick. Yeah. ASU has never been in the NCAA tournament. Never been. Their women's program has never been. They've only been in one championship game in the Sun Belt since they joined it. And they lost that game, obviously, or they would have been in the NCAA tournament. Never been. So you hurt for them because they're the best team. And I thought they played, you know, the best basketball for 35 minutes or so. Unfortunately, that last 5 minutes of the game, Western Kentucky owned it.
Hey, that's what's scary about the tournament, man. I'm telling you, that's what's scary. You don't know how you guys are going to show up.
That's what makes you sick, but that's what you certainly appreciate as a fan about the
tournament. You always have a chance. Certainly. Anybody. You feel like you always have a chance. I was listening to Coach A after their press conference.
We talked about a team in Cal Poly. Pat, 13-19 or whatever they were. They got a losing record by far, not close. And they knock off the 1 and 2 seed to get to the championship.
That one-game scenario is scary.
What
you
a coach
don't know how, he said that he felt good about his team, but you don't know. The most important game in any tournament is the first game. And that's because you don't know how the team's going to come out and respond, how they're going to play the first couple of minutes. I'll give you an example. Lafayette, that first couple minutes of that championship game, they were ready to roll. They let Georgia State know this is going to be a battle from tip to tip, and it was. And I think when you get in that tournament, that first game is so important to see how the team responds. And clearly, you know, Arkansas did not come out the way we thought they would.
Okay, Tony.
But we talked about
it. Hey, had a couple quick questions. Justin, you were down there?
Sir, yes, I was.
I hated to see it leave Hot Springs, and they won't release attendance numbers, but what did you think?
I thought it was you had a three-fourths empty 10,000-seat arena as opposed to a mostly full 6,000-seat arena. I don't think it's working. I'm curious to see what happens when you add a Georgia Southern and an Appalachian State, which have to come a long way to come to the tournament. I will say Georgia State, as the one seed, did not have a huge crowd, but they were extremely involved. A student section, especially in the Sun Belt, should try to emulate everything that Georgia State's student section did because it was incredibly involved in the game. I thought they were great.
Okay. My other question was, I don't know if you caught this or not, but I want to get you and Pat's opinion on this. Georgia State, apparently, when they got there for their initial shoot-around, cut the nets down.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Because he said he wanted them to practice the tournament all the way through.
I've heard of coaches doing things similar to that, not necessarily when they first get to the tournament.
That's karma right there.
Yeah, maybe so. Thank you very much, Jim Bielema. I appreciate that. Hashtag. Hey, Gary.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, you guys, you were talking about Arkansas State's never been to the big dance. You're talking about just the women, right?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, you never mentioned that the men have been.
Well, it wasn't really relevant to the conversation, but yes, that's for sure. Yeah, shocked that the women...
It sounded a little odd that way.
I was shocked that the women have never been, I guess. It just sort of blew me away.
I know. They're so good.
Yeah, they've been competitive for a long time, too. He's had some good teams over the years.
Well, they have been. Yeah. They've been competitive for, you know, a few years.
He's been three-time he's been Coach of the Year. I mean, so you know you got a pretty good team. You don't get named Coach of the Year just because you did a good job with a crappy team that didn't win much.
When it's a one-bid league, though, that's what makes it so tough.
Tough, for sure. Right. Gary, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, appreciate the clarification there.